Radio Superfly im Gespräch.
Hi, this is Bob James and you're listening to Superfly.
Er ist einer der einflussreichsten Jazzmusiker unserer Zeit, ein Meister des Fusion Sounds und ein heimlicher Vater des Hip-Hop-Samplings. Bob James, der im Dezember seinen 86. Geburtstag feiert. Seit den 1970er Jahren prägt er mit seinem unverkennbaren Stil die Welt des Jazz, Funk und Soul, mal als Solokünstler, mal als Mitgründer der legendären Band 4Play. Seine Tracks wurden millionenfach gesampelt, seine Harmonien sind längst Kult und doch ist er nie stehen geblieben. Vor einem Konzert habe ich mit ihm geplaudert und habe gleich einmal erfahren, dass er keinerlei Lampenfieber hat, sondern sich vielmehr darüber freut, dass Leute sich immer noch für seine Musik interessieren.
I have the anxiety about whether people are going to like what I do. I have moments of insecurity about that. Is that when I see my name on the bill, so that it's my music, I think, wow, really? Is anybody going to come to hear this and are they going to like what I do? I still feel that all the time. But there's something about being at the piano, playing the keys. As soon as I start playing, I'm comfortable. It's like an extension of my body and I tune out everything else. And the piano makes me comfortable. In any situation, if I'm in a social situation, I'm much more comfortable about playing some tunes for people than I would be to talk to them.
Bob James gehört zu einem der wegweisenden Musiker des Jazz, der schon früh Elemente, etwa des Rock, in seine Musik einfließen hat lassen. Wie die damals doch meist konservative Jazzszene darauf reagierte?
At that time, it was good. The reaction was that it was fresh. The reaction was that it was different. And my memory of it was that a lot of us who were playing straight ahead jazz or swing or whatever were getting a little bored with the predictability of playing over standard tune chord changes. At that time, it was definitely a fresh feeling. It was a departure. It took some guts to be innovative in that way. It eventually took on a different kind of connotation in more recent years, but at that time, we certainly didn't do it specifically because of any commercial reasons. We did it because it was a fresher sounding way to improvise. At least I felt that.
Take Me to the Mardi Gras, Nightcrawler oder Nautilus gehören zu meinen persönlichen All-Time-Favorites und zu den meistgesampelten Songs überhaupt. Bass Marquee, Run DMC, Mary J. Blige oder Gangsta, um nur einige wenige zu nennen, sie und ihre Produzenten haben in Songs von Bob James Loops gefunden. Er hat den kreativen Umgang mit seiner Musik immer begrüßt, wichtig war ihm aber stets, dass er gefragt wurde.
I was pretty slow in finding out about it. That phenomenon had been going on for quite a while before I was even aware of it. But when I did find out about it, there was rather blatant, some early blatant samples that were very, very successful records. And I was sort of forced into being a policeman to protect my copyrights. So the early part of it, I had no interest in the genre, but I only had an interest in stopping them from stealing my music. It was a real simple thing. Don't steal my music or don't use it without getting my permission and paying.
Der Track Nautilus wird als einer der meistgesampelten überhaupt gelistet. Bob James bedankt sich hier vor allem bei den Musikern. Idris Muhammad an den Drums und Gary King am Bass.
Still, it puts a smile on my face that how did Nautilus end up in that category? It's just shocking, amazing. Thank you, Idris Muhammad, because he was the drummer who played that unbelievable magic. Thank you, Gary King, who played the bass part and... all those things. It just happened.
Vielen Dank, Bob James, für das Gespräch.
Im Gespräch. Als Podcast zum Nachhören auf superfly.fm und auf allen gängigen Podcast-Plattformen.